This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, as I've mentioned many times, I'm an upholder in the Four Tendencies framework, and being an upholder means that I'm very committed to meeting both outer and inner expectations. And I hate to make mistakes or screw up. It really bothers me when I make a mistake. And recently, I screwed up in a big way. I was participating in a conference that had been very, very well planned, but I realized that I had the date wrong. On my calendar, the event was on Sunday. But in fact, the day that I was scheduled to participate had been changed, and now my event was the Friday before the Sunday that I was planning on. And I realized this mistake on Thursday, the very day before I was scheduled to appear. And that was the day that I was traveling back to New York City from California. Because of this time change, I was up super early and I realized the mistake at about 4 a.m. on Thursday morning. And I felt terrible. I immediately emailed the conference organizer and my co-panelist and explained what had happened and that I would try to deal with it. And they both emailed me back basically the same message. One wrote, "Just want to say up front, no hard feelings. These things happen." And the other wrote, "As someone who has produced many live shows, I can tell you it happens to everyone at some point or another. I hope everything can get worked out. For what it's worth, I'm not upset with you. These things happen." They both specifically told me that they weren't angry, and they both said, "These things happen." And their response was so comforting to me. It really helped me to calm down to hear this. And then being calmer made it easier for me to deal with all the logistical changes that I needed to make to try to deal with this issue. Another aspect of being an upholder is that I hate it when plans change, especially when they change drastically and at the last minute. So this was something that was really sort of emotionally draining for me to deal with, as well as sort of logistical pain. And the end of the story is it all worked out. I made it to the panel on time. You know, it was as if nothing had ever happened because I got it fixed. But it really taught me how to handle a situation like that the next time it happens to me, and especially if I'm on the other side. It's really helpful to tell someone, "I'm not angry. These things happen. Let's figure out what to do." I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.